morning, friends. Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, rosacea, eczema, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human body, the human biological system is a healing system. It is designed divinely to heal, renew, regenerate on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing system a miracle, it really is no miracle at all. It is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we are here for you on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Try to get on board early so we can get to as many calls as possible. If you have questions about the longevity products, ingredients, formulations, skincare products, if you've heard something on the news and you want to ask a question about some kind of latest dietary supplement or latest whatever kind of supplement, we can help clear up any confusion about health or nutrition or prescription drugs at 855-660-4261. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about or advertise on The Bright Side, you can call The Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. They're friendly and knowledgeable. They know all about the longevity products. And if you're interested in joining The Bright Side Ben team, you can click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. That's my website. We also have a shopping cart with all the longevity products. You can also check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. We've got a shopping cart up there as well, and a Join the Team link that you can click on at pharmacistben.com. We update it regularly with news stories and blog posts. Thank you to my webmaster, Robert Lundgren. All right, we are talking about connective tissue and cysteine and the hard proteins in the body, how you can get more of them into your system to build connective tissue, to build healthy skin, to build healthy nails, to build healthy hair. But before we get into that, yesterday, at the end of the program yesterday, we got a call from a gentleman in Austin, a guy named Brian, who wanted me to talk about statin drugs. It was the end of the program, and that's why I like to have you guys call in as early as possible so we don't have to rush through things at the end of the program. But in any case, yesterday, Brian called, and we got into a very interesting subject, and I had to rush through it. So I told him and I told you that we'd complete the topic here before we continued on to our main subject, which is the connective tissue and cysteine and glutathione. So let's talk a little bit about statin drugs real quickly, cholesterol. I know we've addressed this issue in the past, and I hate to beat a dead horse. For most folks who are hip to nutrition and alternative health, most folks who are savvy about the ideas that we talk about on this program understand, or at least are suspicious about, the logic that allows a healthcare professional to recommend the use of a very, very unhealthy prescription drug, as all prescription drugs are unhealthy, to patients who are already health compromised. There seems to be some kind of logic missing here. Why the heck would a medical professional take a sick, compromised patient and then put poison in the body to burden the body further, all in the name of good health? There is some craziness here. Now, I'm a pharmacist, and I study these things, and so I'm privy to the stupidity of the medical model. But even for the average person, how does it make sense to put something in your body that functions as a poison in the interest of helping heal or helping regenerate or helping restore the health of the system? It doesn't make any sense. So I want to spend a few minutes here talking about statin drugs, heart disease, and cholesterol. The gist of the matter, as I said, is you can't expect a prescription drug to get you healthy. Period. End of story. Period. End of story. You can't expect a prescription drug to make you healthy. The only thing that gets healthier from a prescription drug is a pharmaceutical company's bank account. or perhaps a doctor's office. Well, I don't want to say that, but in any case, the drug companies, the medical model, are the only people who benefit from prescription drugs. Prescription drugs aren't health care. They're not health care. At best, they're management of symptoms. At best, they're disease management products. Now, are there times when you need to manage a symptom? Yes. I'm not Pollyannish about this thing. I know pain pills come in handy. Antibiotics come in handy. If you have a hypertensive crisis, you may need to have a temporary antihypertensive drug. But doesn't it make more sense to figure out why our biochemistry is messed up? If we have a heart attack or we have some kind of circulatory system issue, some kind of blood vessel issue, doesn't it make sense to figure out why we have these problems? What am I missing here? Why are our medical professionals who we entrust to take care of our health, who tout themselves as the greatest healthcare system in the world, why are our doctors, the most brilliant, supposedly, the most brilliant members of our society, why aren't they backtracking to figure out why our blood pressure is high, why we're at risk for heart attacks, why our cholesterol levels are jacked up, why our blood sugar is not being controlled? Why? What's the reason? What's the biochemistry? Isn't it more a sign of medical laziness for a doctor to shut down a patient's biochemistry, to poison their patient's biology, rather than to figure out why their patient's cholesterol chemistry, for example, is becoming chaotic? If you're at risk for heart disease, if you've had a heart attack, and if some misguided medical professional is warning you about a high LDL or low LDL, low HDL, and they're trying to encourage you to poison yourself with a prescription for Lipitor, Mevacor, Crestor, I'm using the word poison consciously and with intention, because the body's poison control system has to clear these things out, that makes them poisons, literally, not hyperbolically, not rhetorically, not poetically, literally, poisons. Lipitor, Mevacor, Crestor, whatever flavor statin drug your doctor is pushing on you, doesn't it make more sense for a doctor to figure out what the heck is going on here? If your doctor has told you you need to be on Crestor, you need to be on Mevacor, if you or a loved one has been told that you've got to be on a statin drug for the rest of your life, do this. Ask your medical professional, what is going wrong in my body? Why are my cells making so much excess cholesterol, doctor? You're the doctor. You went to medical school. You tell us all the time how important you are and how smart you are. Doctor, why is my cholesterol level so high? Ask them what's wrong with my cells that they're cranking out so much cholesterol. They're brilliant. They're doctors. Ask them what's going wrong. Ask them what LDL and HDL are. Ask them if HDL and LDL are really cholesterol. They're not. Ask them if raising HDL is really preventative against a heart attack. Ask them how well these statin drugs work when it comes to reducing heart attacks. Ask the doctor about their safety and toxicity. Ask your doctor how sure he or she is that lowering LDL is really an effective anti-heart attack strategy. In other words, ask questions. This is your right, people. Do not be intimidated by the white coat. Before you take any prescription drug that is intended to be your lifelong companion, as statin drugs are, I'm not talking antibiotics, I'm not talking pain pills, I'm talking about prescription drugs that are specifically formulated and designed for you to stay on for the rest of your life. Before you concede or abdicate responsibility for your own health by taking a prescription drug for the rest of your life, ask questions. Make sure you do your research and don't be bullied and don't be intimidated by your doctor. As far as cholesterol goes, I know I said this before, but considering the fact that I'm going against the great tide of mainstream medicine here, and considering the fact that we are, for the most part, bombarded on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, by mainstream medical and pharmaceutical companies, Dr. Oz-type messaging about lowering cholesterol, you gotta lower your cholesterol, don't eat cholesterol, 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 considering we're bombarded by this messaging, I think maybe we should spend a couple minutes talking about why cholesterol is arguably the most important, vital, health-producing element in the body, the same substance that your doctor wants you to reduce or lower. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue when we come back from our break. You're listening to The Bright Side, 855-660-4261 is our call-in number. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
On the bright side, got some lines open for you at 855-660-4261. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on our archive page, brightsideben.com. If you would like to purchase any of the Longevity products you hear advertised or recommended on the program, you can click on the or pull down on the menu at brightsidebend.com, or you can call the Brightside Bend phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. For you guys in the Bay Area, I will be doing a talk next Friday, March the 7th, at the Vintage Faith Church in Santa Cruz, California, my favorite town, well, one of my favorite towns anyway, Santa Cruz, California. If you're in San Francisco or Napa or Monterey or anywhere in the Bay Area, please come down and check us out. Say hello. We're going to talk about hacking into the biosystem, hacking into the biological system for health and longevity. That's next Friday, March the 7th, Vintage Faith Church in Santa Cruz, California. Okay, so continuing on with cholesterol, statin drugs, heart disease. I don't want to beat a dead horse. We spent a lot of time talking about cholesterol, statin drugs a few months ago, and it's all in the archives. If you want to search BenFuchsArchives.com, there's tons of information about cholesterol and statin drugs. But just in the interest of review, we're bombarded by these messages on commercials and billboards to our doctors about how important it is to lower your cholesterol. To this day, nobody's ever proven that lowering cholesterol has anything to do with heart attacks or preventing heart attacks. People with low cholesterol get heart attacks. People with high cholesterol get heart attacks. So what's the deal? What's the scoop here? If somebody's going to put you on a statin drug for the rest of your life in the name of lowering your cholesterol for your good health, don't you think we should really know something about what cholesterol really is? So here's the deal. Cholesterol is your best friend. Cholesterol is arguably, I don't even think it's arguable, but at least arguably, the most important chemical in the body. You've got no better biological friend, in terms of your biochemicals anyway, than cholesterol. It's a vitally important molecule. It's involved in the chemistry of building. Cholesterol equals building. Cholesterol equals building a body. We said all the time that aging and degenerative disease and breakdowns are all a manifestation of not enough building, of a deficit in building, of poor building, and cholesterol is a main building molecule. Do we really want to poison cholesterol-making machinery? Cholesterol is a building molecule. Considering that disease is the breakdown of the body, that alone tells you why poisoning cholesterol production chemistry is so dumb. The heart depends on cholesterol. Yes, our heart is largely a muscle, and it depends on cholesterol, as all muscles do. The heart needs cholesterol. The iconic toxicity, the hallmark sign of the toxicity of statin drugs, the hallmark sign, side effect of lowering cholesterol is muscle disease, and the heart is a powerful muscular organ. What else do you need to know about the stupidity of statin drugs? Why the heck would someone take a drug that selectively poisons muscle to improve the health or the functioning of an organ that's largely muscle? What else do you need to know about the stupidity of the medical model or the stupidity of any medical professional that thinks it's a good idea to dispense a statin drug and to leave their patient on it for the rest of their life? Cholesterol is far from being unhealthy for the heart. It's absolutely vital for the health of the heart. Cholesterol is the distinguishing molecule between animals and plants. It is the molecule of movement. It's the molecule of activity. It's the chief component of the animal nervous system. It controls the fluidity and the electrical energy across the outer covering of a cell. We're going to talk about cell membranes and the outer covering of a cell and how much work it does and how important it is for skin health. We'll talk about that here probably on our next episode, our next Bright Side episode. But for now, just understand that the coating of a cell, the outside covering of a cell, the membrane of a cell, which in essence is a little computer chip, it's an information processing device, is largely made up of cholesterol. It largely depends on the electrical activity of cholesterol. Cholesterol is an electrically active molecule. Vitamin D, sex hormones like estrogen and testosterone and progesterone, strength hormones, repair hormones, growth hormones, stress hormones, these are all types of cholesterol. Did you know that testosterone and estrogen and progesterone and DHEA and vitamin D and cortisol, these are all types of cholesterol? When we say that all disease is cell disease, what we mean is that cells are not behaving correctly. They're not doing their job correctly. And one of the main jobs of a cell is to make things. It is the main job of a cell, to make things, to make stuff. Cells make proteins, cells make fats, cells make sugars, and cells make cholesterol. They make lots of cholesterol. Obviously, when you have a chemical that is so important to the body, like cholesterol, a chemical that's involved in every single structure and function in the body under normal circumstances, under healthy circumstances, you're going to be making a lot of cholesterol. Cells make cholesterol and cells make proteins and cells make their stuff in response to the environment, in response to the milieu, the ocean that they're sitting in or swimming in or floating in, whatever you want to call it. Cells sit inside a milieu or an environment and they determine how much protein or what kind of protein or how much and what kind of fats and how much cholesterol they make based on the signals they're getting from the ocean, the milieu, the environment that they're sitting in. There's little sockets that are studded all around the cell, the top of the cell, the cell membrane, the coating of the cell. Little sockets, little openings, just like electrical sockets. And when I talk about a membrane, just think of a candy coating. Think of an M&M and think of the candy coating on top of an M&M. That candy coating is a metaphor for the membrane that coats a cell. Well, the candy coating membrane on top of a cell has little openings in it. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of little openings. They're called sockets. Well, they're not called sockets. They're called receptors. But you could think of an electrical socket or think of a lock. And these little sockets that are openings or receptors that act like a locks have a special key that will open them. What we call keys that fit into these sockets are actually hormones. Keys are hormones and sockets are receptors. And this idea of keys and locks and sockets and receptors is really the underpinning of all of biology and biochemistry. Keys fit in locks, they open the locks, and reactions happen in a cell. That's how stuff gets made in the cell. A hormone sits in a socket, it initiates a chemical reaction inside a cell. One of the most important hormones that will activate chemistry inside a cell, maybe the most important hormone in the body, certainly one of the most important hormone keys that will open up a lock that will initiate reactions inside the little critter called a cell, is insulin. In fact, insulin is like a master key in the sense that when insulin sits in that socket, all kinds of different things happen in a cell. For one thing, insulin is going to communicate to a cell that food is on the way. And cells will open up their little molecular mouths, if you will, and they'll let the sugar in, and they'll let the fat in, and they'll let the amino acids in, they'll let the vitamins and other nutrients in as well. So insulin will sit inside the little lock on top of the candy coating on top of the cell, and the cell will open up and allow protein, fats, and sugars, etc., vitamins and nutrients to get into the cell. That's pretty important. Another thing that happens when the insulin key opens up the lock on the cell membrane and the candy coating of the cell, another thing that insulin will stimulate is building and growing. Insulin is a building and growing substance. Insulin causes cells to upregulate. I love that word, upregulate all of its chemical reactions. Insulin is an upregulating key. It's an upregulating signal. It turns things on inside the cell. It revs up a cell. It allows nutrients to come into a cell, and then it revs up the machinery. What has this got to do with cholesterol? A lot. Hang on, I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items. Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and get a free King James Bible with every purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We're back on the bright side. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll get your phone calls here in just a minute. I want to finish up my little rant here on statin drugs and cholesterol. So cholesterol is arguably the most important chemical in the body. The question we need to ask is what happens, what goes wrong in the body that there should be so much excess cholesterol? Well, to understand why there's so much excess cholesterol, we got to understand about insulin. Insulin's a hormone that makes everything happen in the cell. It's an upregulating hormone. Upregulation is one of my favorite words in all of biochemistry. It means making things happen. Upregulate, as opposed to downregulate, which means shutting things down. Upregulation means increasing production of stuff out of a cell, making a cell work harder, increasing nutrients to a cell. And insulin is an upregulating hormone. It makes cells do things and make cells work and make cells make more stuff. This makes sense because insulin is opening up the gates. Food is coming in. Nutrients are coming into a cell. A cell's got all these nutrients now, and now it's got all this energy, all the wherewithal to produce energy, to make stuff. So insulin upregulates things. Now, considering the cholesterol is so important, it makes sense that when there's a lot of insulin around and insulin activity is high, the cell is going to be making lots of stuff. One of the things the cell is going to be making lots of is cholesterol. Yes. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing. If your thyroid hormone is in balance and your testosterone is in balance and you got a good diet and you're exercising and you're working hard and there's stuff to do with all the raw materials that our cells are making. But if you're like most of us and we got a sedentary lifestyle, and just taking a walk around the block is considered to be exercise, and our thyroid hormone is whacked out, and we're not making enough sex hormones, all of a sudden now, insulin is high, and cells are getting the message to make more things, make more cholesterol. There's not going to be anywhere for that cholesterol to go. The cholesterol is not going to be used for anything because we're sitting on the couch watching TV. The cholesterol is not going to be used for anything because our other anabolic building hormones like testosterone and thyroid hormone are being suppressed. So we got a cell that's received its delivery of nutrients and energy in the form of sugar and as well as fats and amino acids. We got a cell that's loaded for bear, as they say. But when insulin levels are consistently high and other hormones like testosterone, male building hormones, and thyroid hormone are not consistently high, cells begin to behave erratically. The chemical reactions in the body are like a spider's web or like the internet. Affecting one point of the spider's web affects the entire web. So if you just upregulate cholesterol but you haven't upregulated your other hormones, you're going to run into problems. Everything in the body is fine-tuned to a reality that was pretty much the same for hundreds of thousands or even millions of years. When insulin levels rise chronically and out of proportion to good nutrition and exercise and oxygenation, breakdowns are inevitable. The cell thinks the body is out hunting on the African savanna. The cell thinks that it's just eaten a wonderful meal and it's summertime and it's time to grow muscles and it's time to reproduce and it's time to do all the things humanity did on the African savanna in the summertime, when really it's not summertime at all. It's the 21st century in America and we're not hunting wild beasts on the African savanna. We're really peeling off the wrappers of our quarter pounders with cheese and fries. And so all of this building energy doesn't have anywhere to go. So so cholesterol starts to pile up in the blood. Ultimately, the net result of elevations in insulin is cells think they're supposed to be building, they're supposed to be dividing, they're supposed to be growing, and that's where cholesterol comes in because it's ultimately important for building and dividing and growing. It's a building substance. So is insulin. They work together. Bottom line here, my friends, elevated insulin means elevated cholesterol. It's not cholesterol. It's insulin. Tell that to your doctor. Tell that to your cardiologist. The problem is not cholesterol. It's insulin. And the tragedy of the whole thing is we are in charge of our insulin, not the doctor, not the pharmacist, not the insurance companies. Insulin is a food hormone. We are in charge of our insulin through our dietary choices. That means we're in charge of our cholesterol. We're in charge of our biochemistry. We're in charge of our heart disease and our circulatory problems. We're in charge of our heart attacks or lack thereof through insulin, through our dietary choices, through the food choices we make. Insulin and everything associated with it, including diabetes and upregulated cholesterol production in cells, is controlled by food. This is so important because it means we're responsible. Our bodies are being tricked into thinking that they're in prime growth mode, and the main biochemical that's communicating this message is insulin. When the body stops listening to insulin and insulin levels rise excessively, that's called insulin resistance, cholesterol levels rise too. Lower your insulin, cholesterol will drop like a stone. You don't need a statin drug. You don't need to stop eating cholesterol-containing foods either. In fact, the body regulates the amount of cholesterol based on how much cholesterol we're eating. So when we eat more cholesterol, we make less cholesterol. So in a way, eating cholesterol is one of the best strategies you can use to reduce the cholesterol that you're making without toxicity. Eating cholesterol, when you eat cholesterol, you're going to get some of the most nutritionally dense foods you could ever eat. Sorry to the militant vegans out there, but cholesterol-containing foods, which are only animal foods, are not only dense, not only packed with nutrients, but they're packed with unique nutrients. Unique nutrients like phospholipids and lecithin and vitamin D and vitamin E and vitamin K and vitamin A, for that matter. Cholesterol-containing food and cholesterol-containing foods are specific for building an animal's body. Human beings are animals for building our human bodies as well. All right, that is my rant on statin drugs. I hope I didn't offend anybody. I hope I didn't offend any doctors out there. But it's so important, you guys. There's doctors, there's medical professionals who want statin drugs to be dispensed to everybody. There's medical professionals who want 8-year-olds to be on statin drugs. There's medical professionals who want statin drugs in the water supply. And we see these commercials for Crestor and for Lipitor and for Mevacor, among other ridiculous pharmacological drugs. You guys, if you're watching TV and you see these commercials, commercials for pharmaceuticals, do some deconstruction. Break the things apart. Notice them. Notice how they read a 60-second commercial or a 90-second commercial will have 25 to 30 seconds of side effects. Somebody reading the side effects. And they always end the commercial on a good note. They don't end them on the side effects. They stick the side effects in the middle, hoping that we're going to ignore or forget about the side effects because the end of the commercial has some smiling lady who tells you how wonderful her skin is. And notice how healthy everybody looks. That's the funniest thing about these drug commercials. Notice how healthy everybody looks on the drug commercials. They're climbing mountains and they're racing cars and they're hiking and they got backpacks on and they're the epitome of health. But they're on their statin drugs. They're on their blood-thinning drugs. That one guy says, "Oh, I don't know about my warfarin." And Czar says, "Well, now there's a new drug. It's better than warfarin, and you don't have to have your blood checked." Does this make you want to throw up? It does me. And as a pharmacist, as somebody who's trained and studied these things for 30 years, I can tell you definitively that these things are, these commercials that promote pharmaceutical drugs are a crock of crap that have nothing to do with your health and have everything to do with the bottom lines of some twisted, perverted, evil pharmaceutical company. And that's all I'm going to say about that. All right, we've got to take some phone calls. 855-660-4261 is our number. We do have two lines open for you. We'll get to you when we come back from our break. If you're on hold, hang tight. And then on our next Bright Side episode, we'll continue talking about cysteine and connective tissue. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Thanks for being here, friends. 855-660-4261 is our number. If you're in the Santa Cruz area, please come stop by my talk at the Vintage Faith Church in Santa Cruz next Friday, March the 7th at 6:30 p.m. Hope to see you all out there. We're going to talk about hacking into the biosystem, hacking into the biological system for health and longevity. That's next Friday, March the 7th, 6:30 at the Vintage Faith Church in Santa Cruz, California. All right, time to hit our phones. Fatina in Texas, what's going on? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hi, Dr. Ben.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Finding myself having to go to the bathroom at night, like, more frequently than I'm used to.
Okay.
And for the last couple of days, I've tried to cut down my liquid intake, but
yeah.
I still find myself have to go to the bathroom all the time.
Are you pregnant?
I'm not really.
Could you be pregnant?
Sorry?
Could you be pregnant?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old are you, can I ask?
Yeah, 32.
Okay, does it feel like it's burning or anything, or it's tingling, or do you really go
no,
to the bathroom, or you just
all.
Feel? Do you feel like you have to go to the bathroom? Or you actually have to urinate?
Well, actually, when I have to go to the bathroom, but when I go, sometimes, like, you know, like, I have to go to the bathroom, but sometimes there's really nothing.
So you have a sensation, but you don't necessarily
yeah.
have anything come out. All right. Well, a
yeah.
couple of things. If you feel like you have to go to the bathroom a lot, it may be that your body there's so much sugar in your blood, your body's trying to get rid of it, and you don't have enough fluid. So that's why nothing comes out. But the sensation, the concentration of sugar triggers that kind of reaction. Diabetes is actually one of the major signs of diabetes. Could it be possible? Do you have any diabetes in the families, or is your weight off?
No.
Have you noticed you've gained weight in the last couple of years that you didn't have before?
Not at all.
And so everything else is normal. Anything else that you could think of? Because one symptom like that doesn't really mean anything unless we can put together a few other symptoms. Do you have any? Anything else going on?
I do eat a lot of sweets, but overall I'm pretty healthy. I mean, I eat very well. I work out.
Hang on. Eating a lot of sweets is not necessarily a sign that you're a bad person, but it might be a sign that your biochemistry is off a little bit. What I would do if I were you is I would actually be drinking more water so you can flush that sugar out. Because if it is a sign that your body's trying to eliminate sugar and you're holding back on the water, that could cause your sugar to become even more concentrated, and that can really be a problem. So I would actually be drinking more water. And then also, if I were you, I'd be making sure that I was getting my water-soluble nutrients. Remember, when you're drinking more water, and there was a neat article on CNN, actually, that I copied this morning about dehydration and drinking water. Drinking water is really, really important. You want to be drinking a lot of water anyway, but if if you're drinking a lot of water, you got to make sure you're replacing your B vitamins, your vitamin C, and your electrolytes, because you're going to lose those in the urine. So, first of all, you got a couple of things that you want to do, Fatina. First of all, you want to look for other symptoms. Whenever you have one symptom, you want to try and put together an entire picture. I know I've given this example before, but it's a metaphor before, but it's really a neat way to understand how important sample points or data points are. Finding other symptoms, how important finding other symptoms it can be. If you think about a painting, if you put a dot in the middle of the painting, you can't tell what that painting is. But if you start to put a few different dots, one in the corner, one in the left hand, one in the right hand side, one in the middle, one in the top, one in the bottom, you can start to form a picture, and all of a sudden a mountain will appear, or a bird, or a river, or a tree. There was a guy named Bob Ross. You're too young to remember Bob Ross, but he used to be on TV, and he used to show you how you can make birds and mountains and rivers with just a few dots. The point is that you need multiple dots to form a picture. With just one dot going to the bathroom a lot, we can't really form a picture. I can give you some educated guesses: diabetes, blood sugar, urinary tract infections, etc. But we need more dots. So number one, you got to find some other health conditions, health sample points that we can put together to form a picture. Secondly, drink more water. My guess would be that your body's trying to eliminate sugar, especially if you're telling me that you're eating a lot of sugar. So drinking more water can help dilute your blood sugar, and you're still going to go to the bathroom a lot, but at least you'll be peeing out the sugar. And then thirdly, make sure that you're getting your water-soluble nutrients, because as you're urinating, you're going to be losing the B complex, which is extremely important for all energy and all cellular energy, vitamin C, which is important for everything, the primal panacea, as Dr. Thomas Levy calls it, and then the electrolytes, which are your electrical nutrients that are responsible for helping control and conduct electrical energy throughout the body. So three strategies. Number one, look for other sample points. Number two, drink more water. And number three, make sure you're using your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Wouldn't hurt you to get some sugar metabolizing nutrients like maybe magnesium and the sweeties from Youngevity as well, chromium, vanadium, magnesium, taurine, choline, B vitamins, niacin, thiamin. They're all very important for blood sugar control. Okay, I hope that helps you, Fatina. I got to move on. Did you have anything else you want to say?
Actually, just one quick thing. I do have low blood pressure.
We're starting to put a little picture here together. Yeah, the low blood pressure could mean a lot of things, but the drinking more water can help you with your blood pressure. Low blood pressure could mean that you're not, for whatever reason, you're not producing enough blood proteins, you're not holding on to water in the blood, you're not making enough albumin. These are all signs that there may be something going on in the liver. Now, I'm not going to go ahead and tell you that you got a liver problem. You're kind of young for that, but the combination of low blood pressure and sugar problems with sugar and urinating does point to the liver, and it wouldn't be unusual for you to have a liver problem, even though you are kind of young, because 30% of Americans do have liver problems. So before we go into that, though, see if the water helps, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and then if you could find some other sample points in addition to the liver and the sugar. But the liver indeed could have something to do with blood sugar problems. That's what it sounds like to me, just from the scant information that I have. If you want to collect some more data points and sample points with health, especially digestive health, and give us a call back, and maybe we can give you some more specific advice, okay? Fatina?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day. God bless. All right, my buddy Leo in Oregon. Where you been, Leo? Long time no talk to.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on?
I hope you can hear me okay.
Hear you great. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I wasn't doing too hot there for a while. I
remember you had didn't you have some kind of parasite or some kind of bacterial infection? What was going on? Giardia, was it?
No. I just pretty much dropped off. I dropped off the wagon as far as eating healthy, and
You went back to your fruits. Did you go back to your fruits and your fruit juice?
You know, I went back to. I just ended up. One day saying, I can't do this on my own, and I prayed about it. And 2 days later, I got sicker than a dog, and I took advantage of that situation. And what I ended up doing was going on a 48-hour fast.
Oh, wow.
And I have been eating healthy for the last month.
And
I broke down and got some essential fatty acids with the Udo's blend.
Okay.
And I've been taking that, and I've been taking my multivitamins, and I've been eating lots of salads, and I've been not mixing proteins, trying to stay away from the starches as much. And you know, with the whole fruit thing, I have cut down on my fruit intake, but I've started to buy organic. And there's a huge difference between the organic mangoes and just the other regular mangoes. I'll find gray spots in the flesh of the mango on the regular ones, whereas
not on the organic.
On the, on the organic, I have never found that. And they taste so much better.
Leah, we got about a minute. We got about a minute. Let me see, what do you got for us here? Anything going on? Can we help you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. We're down to like 60 seconds, though.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to say is that I had a dandruff problem. And once I started taking the EFAs and all my, the D, E, A, and K vitamins, the dandruff thing has vanished.
Awesome.
With like in a week, I had that.
Awesome.
And I mean, I had really bad dandruff. And
that's
within
awesome.
A week, my scalp just cleared right up, man.
You know, dandruff is a skin condition, and skin conditions, the skin, and we'll talk about this on Monday a lot, actually, for the next couple of days, the skin is very dependent on fat. Skin conditions like dandruff, like acne, like eczema, they're all related, like psoriasis, they're all related, are very, very dependent on the skin in general, and these skin conditions can be reversed pretty darn quickly, as you say, Leo, within a week or so, by making sure you're getting enough fats and making sure that you're absorbing your fats, too. A lot of us don't absorb our fats as effectively. That's awesome news, and that just validates and corroborates everything I've been saying, and everything I will be saying next week as well about fats and the importance of using dietary fats, essential fatty acids, and fatty vitamins to help support the growth and division of skin cells, whether they're on the face or on the scalp. Dandruff is a skin condition of the scalp, and the same kind of way, the same nutritional strategies for dealing with skin conditions like zits or eczema or rosacea or psoriasis apply to dandruff as well. Thanks so much for sharing that. I appreciate it. Leo, and I want to try and get one more call, buddy, and that's all the time we have, I guess. That's the music. Thanks, Leo. Appreciate it, man. God bless. And again, I apologize for leaving you on hold. I told you got to call in earlier, you guys. Try to call in at the beginning of the program. I know it's hard to hold on for an hour, but it's much easier for me to time the calls if we get all our calls at the beginning, if you guys call in at the beginning of the program. All right. We will be continuing our talk on cysteine and connective tissue, and we're going to be focusing on the skin and nutrients for the skin. The skin is a very large repository of the amino acid cysteine. And we'll tell you about fats and fat-soluble vitamins and how important those can be for all kinds of skin conditions. That's on our next Bright Side episode. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Take care. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
The state of our drinking water today is worse than at any time in human history. Studies show that most drinking water contains heavy metals, aluminum, chromium-6, agricultural, and industrial toxins. If you get regular headaches, migraines, chronic pain, foggy thinking, fatigue, or nervous system malfunctions, you may have a buildup of these harmful toxins. This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. Use it to neutralize inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, arsenic, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. These toxins accumulate in your body over time and can cause many problems. You can get them out. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine water with powerful healing properties. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to waterwebinar.com now. That's waterwebinar.com. Go now and sign up for free.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.